And I did nothing, absolutely nothing the entire week in terms of like going out, enjoying myself, things like that. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. If you are a returning listener, if you aren't, welcome. I have no idea how to introduce this episode because I feel like I've closed a chapter and started a new one without properly reading everything. I know that sounds a bit strange, so give me a chance to explain. It was my birthday on the 22nd of February, yay me, and it was such a chilled day. It was a little rainy, a little cold, but very hot and humid, surprisingly enough, which kind of reflected my mood because I was just all over the place in terms of just accepting everything in a weird way because it was my birthday. It was a new chapter, a new beginning in my life, but also it's just a day, if that makes sense. So I got up, got cake and coffee, had some toast, chilled, relaxed, had a shower, did my hair, got dressed up, went for lunch at a place called Pirates. It's really, really good. I'm a member there, so I got 150 rand off my bill. It was really cool because I'd never been there before. You can sign up online. And that's what I did because my sister told me about the place and I'm like, I want to go there for my birthday. So I did and it was nice. I got a standing tabletop. I think it's called like a desk. Where's the name? Hold on. It's called a desktop bookshelf as a gift and a wireless charging pad for my phone. Because those are gifts like I really, really wanted. And I told my siblings and they went and bought it for me. And then I got money as well as a gift. So I really, really loved that. And that was my day. It was chill. We came home, we relaxed and done. It was a friggin' amazing day. I loved it. I had to set up the little bookshelf myself, which I thoroughly enjoyed. It's like a DIY project, but I did it. It looks amazing and I'm happy. But life doesn't stop just because it's your birthday. And as time steadily marched on, I had plans for doing a whole bunch of things the week after because my birthday was on a Sunday. And I did nothing, absolutely nothing the entire week in terms of like going out, enjoying myself, things like that. Saturday morning it rolls around. I have to go to a baby shower. Sunday I have to go to a 96-year-old party. Not party, just like cake and coffee at their place. It was really cool. She's the last surviving grandparent in our family, so that's really nice. But I have just been, you know, thinking about this whole cycle and the plans for the future. Like I said, the world doesn't stop turning just because you have a birthday and you want to do things. And it hit me that I'm not sure what's going to happen in the future, which is like the most obvious thing ever, but I'm not working as hard as I should on my plans. I'm not holding others accountable for what they said they're gonna do, and I've done the same with myself. I set goals that I haven't achieved, and that I can't even say the words, but it really just makes me furious. And one of those factors was the rebrand I had planned for this very episode that had gone completely awry. Nothing is done. And I'm sitting here recording when I should have done this a long time ago. FYI, I'm referring to the fact that I'm recording at basically 9:30 the night before this episode needs to go up. I decided to do an episode every 2 weeks to give me time to properly sit down, get dressed up, record with a decent background, good audio, have an actual video go up for the podcast, instead of doing this. And as much as I'm sad and mad, I'm actually glad that rhymed way too much because it put a lot of things into perspective. And having taken my mom and aunt to a funeral today for someone who turned out to be 59, They were about to be 60 years old and they are gone. I'm just very much trying to take in every moment of life and just be like, it's not that deep, this won't matter. And then on the other hand, like, but it does. This is my legacy. This is what I'm working towards building, you know? It's something I get to leave behind. That is my footprint. And I'm upset that it's not to my standard. But that just means I have got to put in the effort and make it up to my standard. I can't expect other people to do what I want when there's no actual effort from my side. I need to set the example and the standard of what I expect so that when I tell people, I'm sorry, you can't be in my life because you don't meet my standard, it should be understood as like, oh, okay, understood. Thank you. I see what you mean. I will either leave and stay where I am or build myself up and meet you where you are. And that's the thing. A lot of people don't understand that it takes a lot of work to get there, but I'm willing to put in the work. And the fact that I'm not where I want to be right now is a huge indicator to me that I just need to, and as much as I hate hustle culture, I need to hustle. I need to do the damn thing. I need to put in the effort to get it done because I have not. I know that for a fact. So from now on, I'm putting in the work, I'm showing my work, and that is my promise going forward. And part of that is going to be actually vlogging, actually doing the things, actually making the plans and sticking with them and following through. So this is my first promise of accountability to actually get these episodes up faster, better, ahead of schedule, so that they can be more planned, more polished, more up to standard. So that is where I am. I will probably give you a rundown Q2, which is next month, of actual plans, because I think I need that sort of accountability. And yeah, that is my spiel. I need to get the ball rolling. I need to get, you know, put my shoulder to the plow and push. So let me do that. I've got episodes that need to go up that are old. I need to make new episodes. I need to create content that I've just got waiting to be uploaded. So the buck stops with me. I'm the only one responsible for that, and I haven't been getting that done. So I'm gonna get it done, and you are gonna see that happen in real time. And I have no song of the week. Hold on, let me find one. Okay, I found it. So with summer honestly coming to a close, autumn approaching, and then we have winter, I think the perfect song to represent this ending of a cycle is Summertime Sadness, but not just any version, the Tommy Socks version, the I'm a Piano remix. And I absolutely love it. I heard it while in a store and I literally stopped, pulled out my phone, and you know when you can like search for a song? I did that. And it was amazing. So yeah, highly recommended. I will leave a link below. Go listen to it. It is incredible. It'll be a new jam. But yeah, that's it from me. So thank you. I will definitely take my own advice and keep being a better being. I will see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.